standing at the station and I'm waiting on my train to cook. Well, I'm standing at the station and I'm waiting on my train to cook. I can't stand around all day, you know I gotta run.
Hello, I'm Todd DeFeo, editor of railfanning.org. And these are your top rail fanning headlines for Monday, November 23rd, 2020. The Federal Railroad Administration has published a new rule to establish metrics for measuring the performance and service quality of Amtrak trains. The metrics include on-time performance and train delays. The rule requires Amtrak and its host railroads to certify Amtrak schedules. It also sets a minimum on-time performance standard of 80% for any two consecutive calendar quarters. Meanwhile, north of the border, CN celebrated a quarter century since the Government of Canada privatized the railroad. On November 17, 1995, the Canadian government listed CN on the Toronto Stock Exchange and the New York Stock Exchange. At the time, the railroad was the largest and the oldest Crown Corporation in Canada, and the $2.25 billion Canadian dollar sale represented the biggest IPO in the country's history. Speaking of anniversaries, Amtrak will soon celebrate 20 years of the Acela. Amtrak began regular Acela service on December 11, 2000, and the trains have transported more than 42 million people in the Northeast Corridor since launching. Amtrak began making plans for its next-generation high-speed trains in the mid-1990s. The railroad wanted trains that could reach 150 miles per hour. The railroad announced plans for the Acela in March 1999. At the time, the Associated Press quoted Amtrak President George Warrington as saying, "Acela is more than just a name for Amtrak's new high-speed trains. Acela is a brand representing a whole new way of doing business." To be sure, the Acela changed the face of the Northeast Corridor since launching 20 years ago. This week, we're introducing a new feature for the podcast, one focused on railroad history. We wanted to start with a look at the auto rack car. These are staples of the railroad today, and they have a unique history many people may not know. While the auto rack cars, similar to the ones we know today, entered the scenes in the 1920s, it wasn't until the 1950s that railroads saw a proliferation of these cars. However, the idea of transporting vehicles, initially wagons, dates to the earliest days of railroading. A German engineer and doctor named Joseph Ritter von Baader is an often overlooked railroad pioneer. Around 1822, he proposed hauling wagons on flat cars, much like the piggyback shipping process of the 20th century. However, it doesn't appear his idea gained much traction, initially anyway. Evidence indicates that when the Liverpool and Manchester Railway opened in England in 1830, it hauled coaches on flat cars. And, in the United States, the Baltimore and Ohio similarly transported coaches via rail car. In fact, around this time, in the United States, former President John Quincy Adams traveled on the B&O between Baltimore and the Relay House, a former eating house on the railroad. For the journey, the railroad loaded Adams' wagon onto a four-wheel platform car. So the next time someone tries to tell you that the auto rack car is a relatively new invention, you can share a little of this backstory with them.
Well, if this old train should ever fail to run on time, maybe we can meet again somewhere on down the line. Listen for that whistle, that'll be my call. You might think I've forgotten, but I hadn't forgotten at all about you.
For railfanning.org, I'm Todd DeFeo. Be sure to visit railfanning.org for the latest railroad news, headlines, and features.